Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Miserable. No, it's about the best day of the trip right there.
All right, so is my mic sounding okay now?
Yes.
Yeah, the earphones are good. Headphones.
You want to put your mic up a little bit?
No.
Up your butt.
All right, here we go. If that was the right song, that would have been awesome.
Coming to you live from Whiskey Dick Mountain, Washington, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Blake's interest in Pinterest, the sickness that is Jason, an interview with our potential big sponsor, and the sound of one hand clapping with your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob, Brett Conlon, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your co-host, or rather your host, pardon me.
I would think so.
Blake. You are fired.
Clayton, fired.
All right, it was nice having you on the show.
Good night, everyone.
All right, folks, welcome to episode 150 of It Burns an IP. I am your host, the podcasting god. Blake Clayton. And I appreciate how you guys do that. Just long enough for me to go do this and then come back. I appreciate that. You guys?
We were really doing it for you. We really joined a choir, so we've been working on our harmonies.
Our eyes locked, and we're just getting this mojo. But, you know, if we could help you out at
like
the same
I can,
time.
Like I can Tina.
I like how you make everything about you.
I'd like to be Tina.
I've been told that.
Many they must be just doing that for me. There's really no other reason why they should do that.
Blake, have I mentioned how handsome you are, by the way?
Well, thank you very much. I got my hair cut. And another thing that has been making the effects of my life.
Do you have an interest in something?
I have found this app, or website app, whatever you call it. Called Pinterest. Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah, I heard about that about 10 years ago when it came out. I wasn't interested then.
You weren't interested in Pinterest?
I was not.
I'm going to keep saying it.
You're I don't bake it. Or make things out of pallets. So,
well, let me just tell you. All right. I have been known to make fun of Pinterest as well, calling it a very girly site. But let me tell you guys.
I like to see I'm going to dig out of this one.
Testify, brother.
It
Testify.
Is... amazing for the first week you're on it. I'm pinning things. I'm making my own folders. I'm posting stuff.
Planning out the rest of your life.
I'm like, Molly, we could save millions of dollars if we just make fire starters out of lint from the dryer and toilet paper rolls.
That actually is a really good trip. We do that when we go camping.
I'm like, I'm calling my mom. I'm like, hey, could you save all your lint? From a dryer for
click.
Me? And then she's like, sure, how much do you need? And I'm like...
10 pounds of lint.
And she texts me back in like an hour. She's like, I got a gallon Ziploc full. Is that good? I'm like, nice. Do you ever empty your... But they have a garbage can that's just for that.
They have a garbage can only for lint?
Yeah.
Huh.
Saving it. Dryer lint. Save it until the rest of their lives.
Not their belly button.
Not navel lint.
So me, I got on Pinterest... Because you can't look at anything unless you join.
Join, that's how.
That's where they got me.
That's where they get you.
So,
just like porn websites.
We're planning this big camping trip for the end of the month into Indiana, to Turkey Run. And since we bought the pop-up, my grandma has bitched at me every single time she saw me that I have not bought a toilet for Molly, a portable toilet. These things cost about $80 to $90 in your local retail store. Guess what, guys? I made this camping toilet. Jason, how much would you pay for this camping toilet?
Oh, God. $50, maybe $60.
Brett, how much would you pay?
Depends on who's sat on it previously before I purchased it.
Shaka Khan.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, mine just went up another $10.
I would definitely give you...
Ray Charles.
Yeah, really take some time and think about how much you'd spend on it.
Robin Williams. $50.
I made this.
I feel like I'm on the prices right
I
right
made
now.
This for $7, guys. No, $7.
No, that is amazing. No, you didn't. No way.
You should tell Molly that last time I was camping, I took a shit in the woods for $0.
They were paying me to shit in the woods.
Now she's going to really know how high end we are. It's a 5-gallon bucket, which I got from Menards. Hashtag Menards. It's a tall kitchen sink, a tall kitchen bag, trash bag, and a noodle, a noodle for swimming pool, and you take a shit in there.
And you saw this on Pinterest?
I mean, what do you, like, what if you're gone for a week, what do you do with all the shit?
Well, each time you take a shit, you tie it up and throw it in the garbage.
What if you're out in the middle of the woods, there is no garbage. So you're littering, that's what you're telling me.
Got you there. You don't just leave a bag of shit in the woods, do you?
You know how much Jason hates littering.
No. And you know how much I shit, too.
Well, we usually stay at campsites, and they have bathrooms, but some bathrooms are more questionable than others for females.
You know, it's got to be pretty bad bathroom when a Menards bucket with a swim noodle on it is more is preferable to an actual bathroom built to be a bathroom.
So my grandma just got a smartphone, and so I sent her a picture of this, and she said, "What is it?" And I said, "I got Molly a toilet for the pop-up." She goes, "Oh, great, finally." And I said, "Yeah, I made it." And she's like, "You cheap bastard." She texts me back, "You cheap bastard."
Let me ask you this. While you're using it, do you wear like a poncho or a muumuu or something to completely like cover yourself and the...
No, I've looked into on Pinterest. I've looked into like portable showers and changing rooms. I'm investigating building one of those out of PVC because we have on the side of the pop-up, we have a shower on the side of the pop-up.
But nothing to shield you from anyone seeing you.
Right. I don't care. It doesn't bother me any.
But what about the shitter though? Well, how people can see
you. Well, does she take that into like the bathroom that she doesn't want to use?
No, she still takes it in the stall. She'll just go into the pop-up.
Oh.
While you're in there?
Well, I'm not going to be in there, Bob.
Well, that's not very fair. She's going to stink up the whole pop-up when she could be just shitting in the open air.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to have a talk with her about this.
It's not a perfected science.
We're going to have to make this a puke bucket.
That would be good if you pass out and your head's just on there. You're already comfortable.
And before the show, I showed you guys my polar tubes.
Your polar tubes, yeah.
I was very impressed.
Always start with the polar tubes because they're not as bright as these. And lead with the polar tubes because you want to end on a high note. This is the bucket's the high note. That's the best thing.
Well, I'm going to put IBWS paste stickers on the polar tubes.
I stand corrected.
Okay. No, I took a PVC, 2-inch PVC pipe, cemented it, capped it at one end, filled it 90% full of water, put about a half cup of salt in there, sealed the top, put it in the freezer. Instead of having all all those ice cubes that are small and melt real quick, these will keep the stuff in my cooler colder longer.
So this weekend is the first time you'll be able to actually use it.
At the end of the month.
So
yeah,
we'll know by the next weekend. Show.
Oh, yeah, the next show we will report out how they did.
Yeah.
Whether all of our food spoiled and we died, starved to death.
We'll hear about that, yeah.
So I love Pinterest. But the thing about it is after about like a week, you've seen everything. They got all kinds of stuff about boxer dogs.
You lose yourself in there, just like any other social media site. Yep. It will just consume your life if you let it. I do have a question about the toilet.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring it up here.
Please bring it up so I can ask
the
question.
On the handle, you put a roll of toilet paper, by the
way. That is ingenious. Yep. That is ingenious. My question is as follows. I don't use the Pinterest app, but when you go to it to want to find something, I assume there's a search engine for the site. What did you type in
to find? Camping DIY. Do it yourself.
But did it eventually?
I didn't know that one. I didn't know that one.
Did it eventually have like its own subcolumn all for toilets, or did you have to type in toilet?
No, I just put camping DIYs and was scrolling down, and there it was.
Nice.
I actually
is that like the best one that you saw? Were there others?
There were others that were more complicated. Were going to cost me, you know, between the tens and $15.
No, whoa. No.
And
double digits? Like, no thanks.
Ones that had like a
you definitely don't want to spend that much money on Molly. Let me tell you that just right now.
Well, not for her to poop in.
I'm just talking in general.
So I actually contacted the gentleman who originated this and spoke with him.
Does he have it patented?
No, but he was really I went to his website, his blog, and he was really pissed that there was a lot of people that were like reposting it and not giving him credit for it. I was like, easy, cowboy.
That's pretty shitty.
So the guy who posted that bucket on Pinterest, you contact him and say, "Hey, guess what? Great idea." And he's like, people are giving me credit.
Well, I said, "Hey, that's a great idea, but I'm having, you know, because the little noodle thing at first wouldn't stay on there because it hadn't, like, molded its shape. So I made some PVC clips in case I need this."
Nice. Did he hadn't done that before himself?
No, but he did say that he had been, he had heard of that issue and was
been having problems with his noodle as well.
Right, and he was looking. He was thinking of ways to.
He was in his bedroom closet working on it.
Right, he's like. More on that will come soon. I'm like, well, I'm already making these clips. So
the nation is on the edge of their seats.
So I love Pinterest. Follow me. I don't know how to do that, but
that's a thing you can do apparently. Huh?
Follow recipes. Someone.
What do you have on there? Just that toilet. If I followed you, what can I expect? Just the toilet.
The toilet.
The tubes.
The tubes. The lint. Fire starter lint things.
Yeah. I'm not even on Pinterest, and I already knew about that.
Some recipes.
Sounds like an anarchist cookbook to me. That's what it sounds like. I think we're getting dangerously close to a domestic terrorism level here.
Well, when I posted the picture of those, I was like, as I was making those polar tubes, you know, there were people like, "What are you building, a bomb?" And I'm like, "Well, it looks like quiet."
That's
they're polar tubes, dummy.
That's where the IBWIP stickers come in to say, "Oh no, it's harmless."
Right, yeah, nothing bad's going to go on here.
Nothing good either.
All right. As much as I want to hear about your Pinterest or your rolling up belly lint and burning it up or whatever you're doing. Every time I'm on the show, I get really irritated because you seem to talk a lot about it yourself, but there's this other guy that sits right across the table from us.
He doesn't matter.
His name is Jason, and he matters a lot to me.
Well, I mean, Blake made it very clear from the beginning of the show that I do not matter, so... As far as I'm concerned, and I'm pretty sure I'm speaking for Blake too, I don't matter. You don't have to do this.
No, you know what I do? I change things. And tonight, your life is going to change, Jason. We want to hear what's going on in your life.
Blake, is this okay?
Since Brett is our guest, I will condone one slave story.
I'm almost completely overwhelmed with emotion because I feel like for the first time in like a year and a half, I matter. I'm not used to this. I'm sorry, guys. I'm a little...
You're like a giddy schoolgirl.
I am. I'm a little nervous.
I had that effect on people.
It is partially you.
It's totally false, but I'll let you live in this moment for a while.
Thank you so much.
Sorry. I thought you
were... No, I don't know that song, but I'm willing to go a cappella.
It's a C. It's a C chord, right?
Yeah.
C? Yeah.
Here in this moment.
I guess my letter was too. My letter was not high enough or low enough.
You were doing the low C.
Is there an F? Is there an F?
There is.
From. Is there a W chord?
From this moment.
Okay. Anyway, I guess talk about yourself. Not that anybody wants to hear.
Not that I matter or that anyone's interested, but I guess this would kind of fall under. Have you guys heard of the life hacks? Have you heard of life hacks?
Yeah, they have them on Pinterest.
Improve your life?
On Pinterest, they
right.
have them.
Little tricks to living to make things easier or cheaper or better. I was sick earlier this week. I think it was a case of the strep throat.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I usually get it once a year. I have this visitor once a year, comes into my throat, and it hurts.
Visitor?
Nope.
Other people have a worse visitor once a year.
Once a month.
Once a month.
I went...
You're not in that much pain, no.
That's something else too. You know, you go into the doctor's office and they got that little chart. You know, it's all the little faces, the round faces. It's 1 to 10.
Your pain level.
And I asked the nurse. I said, "Does anyone ever come in and say they're at a 10?" And they're like, "No." And I was like, "Okay, that's good," because I feel like
10's pretty extreme.
How dramatic does one have to be coming in? Because I went to a prompt care. It's like, you know, it's not an emergency facility. It's like there's drug pushers, and that's okay with me. But who's coming in there at a 10 and then complain about it? So I told her I was like at a 2.
I feel like if you're at a 10, you're fucking dead.
If you're at a 10, you can't pass out. You can't circle that smiley
face. That's right. You're just constantly in a state of screaming.
Like, yeah. I feel like if you want some really good painkillers, you'd be like, I might like a 7.
Yeah, I'm going to say
7. Then we'll see how I feel after that.
They'll believe a 7. They're not going to believe a 10.
If you say 10, you're...
I walk in there and I say, "Hi, I am sick. I have no insurance. I'm going to pay you today." They said, "Okay." About 20 minutes later.
Dude, were you waving money in your hand?
I did. I had a...
This is IBWIP money right here.
A bunch of Monopoly money.
I'm just going to pay you in koozies.
Yeah. How many koozies is it going to take to make me feel better here, people?
None.
We're going to give it to you free, not to give us any.
No.
But anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. So
taking away from your spotlight.
So, yeah, I have no insurance. I am extremely poor. Just look at my hair. And so I went to the back room and I was talking to the nurse. I was like, whoever the nurse is, I'm gonna try to talk to her, charm her up a little bit. And so I kept jokingly telling her how poor I was. And she's like, "Oh, aren't we all these days?" As she's leaving, she says, "Hey, tell them that you want to be treated and not tested. So I don't know how, if this is just kind of like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge thing they do in small facilities like this, but if I were to be tested, it would charge me a lab fee of, who knows, $50, yeah. $60, and it's something where they just, you know, jam a cotton thing in your mouth, throw it in a thing, in a culture, they find out in like 10 minutes.
Right.
But it's going to cost me like $50 for them to do this shit. So I was like, yes, I will say exactly that. And then this nice Indian woman doctor comes in. And she's like, oh, you're poor. This, here. I'm going to write you for this. Boom. And I was out of there. And I go up there.
Did she look in your mouth at all?
Yeah, she did.
Did she stick one of her breasts in your mouth?
One of her breasts?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of doctor you've been to.
I'm just looking for a good time.
I tell you what, if that was the case, I would tell you. We would go back there sick together.
Yeah.
You and I would be,
we've all got strep throat.
Hope you don't mind if I just pay you all in ones today.
you and I would be licking sidewalks to get ill, go back in there. So she walks me to the counter and she looks at me, she's like, we gave you a little bit of a discount. So joke, not like bitching and moaning and complaining that I'm poor, but just kind of joking about it. People listen.
I'm gonna have to remember that from now on.
I do not have insurance, and I had to pay. It was only $70 for that, and then it was like $30 for the antibiotics. But I thought I was gonna have to pay $200 or something. Yeah. But they totally were like, "Hey, you're a nice guy. You listened to us. You did what we asked you to do. You're
honest about your lack of income.
That's right. And they were like, here you go. Here's a little something for you.' And it was awesome.
That's ironic because. When I went to the doctor for my toe, I have insurance, and I wasn't nice to them, I guess. I did not sweet talk them. I didn't tell them I was poor like I should have, because I got the first bill just for the x-rays, and the insurance paid 20 of the 170.
Oof. Wow. Mercy.
I'm selling Eli.
In my experience, having insurance, anytime that you do go to the doctor, they hound you for the rest, because like in my case, the insurance will pay like maybe half of it or something. And they're like, well, we've already got that money.
Right.
Now, where's yours?
Yeah, where's
your... want the rest.
Where's so your hand? My tip is, my suggestion is, be honest about your situation. Be friendly to people. Treat them with respect. And it might not always work, but something good will come of it eventually.
Did you tell them that you've done the ice challenge? That probably would have saved you some money as well.
Yeah, they would have been like, way to go.
I should have. That's, you know what?
Should have done it right there.
That's a pro-life hacking tip for another time.
Right. I'll go ahead and pin it tonight on Pinterest.
Thank you very
I'll
much.
I'll give you credit though.
Thank you.
Anything going on in your life, Brad?
Not to that extent. No, I haven't had strep throat or I'm not on Pinterest.
Oh, I will say this too. I got my medicine, and before I got it, Nurse Courtney said to me, "Hey, make sure you take all the medicine. People take the medicine, and when they start feeling better, they quit." I said, I'm not a fucking idiot. I know people do that.
I'm a fucking idiot. I do that.
It's like people want to save their medicine for later. And it's like, I know eventually, like years from now, the medicine will go bad, but I'm not going to store antibiotics. I'm going to take it all. Because you hear about that a lot, right? You hear about people not taking it.
That seriously has happened to me before, like where I've had to go back.
Why did you do that to yourself?
Because I felt great, and I was like, all right, I feel great. I feel like this is done.
You know what? You need a Nurse Courtney in your life.
I do. Sounds like I do.
To read you 50 Shades of Grey.
That's a bonus.
I've got it on tape.
You get books on tape?
Yeah. James Earl Jones reads it.
All right. Well, you want to hear some music to lighten the
mood? I want to hear some music. This is by Cowboy Bob and Trailer Trash. It's called Now She's Your Problem.
If I could go back in time and tell myself one thing, it would be sleep in on September 11th, 2001. Everything will be canceled that day.
The past 5 years to the prettiest girl in town. I ain't got no money cause she spent it all, and she tells me she's leaving now, but that's alright. Hell, that's alright, cause she's your problem now. In the truck with my best friend and took a phone down that road. For the past 5 years, I've been drunker than hell just to ease my weary soul. But not tonight, Lord, not tonight. Cause she's your problem now. She sold my car and she took my guitar and she pawned my wedding ring. She left me with the bills and a broken will and some dirty dishes in the sink. But that's alright. Hell, that's alright. Cause she's your problem now. I'm gonna kick up my heels, cause it won't be long till she drives you half insane. Why should I be mad or even sad? She's revenge enough for any man. Now that she's gone, that bitch is gone. She's your problem now. She's your problem now.
Here at IBWIP, the show is powered by dreams and your comments. While our dreams are as wild and vivid as ever, our comment levels are at historic lows. Please contact the show at IBWIP, or Blake, rather, at IBWIP, or listen on IBWIP.com, iTunes, or Stitcher Smart Radio. You can also check out promo videos on YouTube, know where Blake is enjoying dinner via Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or get into the mind of a madman with IBWIP on Vine. And don't forget to tune in and pledge during our comment marathon airing on your local NBC affiliate Friday, September 19th.
The Dance of the Dead. September 20th, 8 p.m. The 1950s horror sock hop is going to happen in Lombard, Illinois, folks. Tickets are $20, and that covers your entry, the band, and some food. They'll have on-site makeup artists for $10. You can look like a zombie with long hair, like Jason.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies have long hair too.
They do. Just
don't discriminate.
And beards. Do they have nipple rings?
They've got everything that we have.
Except a soul.
I
get a 4x6 picture to capture the moments of the evening when you're with your sweetheart sock hopping it till the break of dawn. Old Granddad is featured musician, and also DJ Johnny D will be spinning tunes all night long. The dance contest, which there's no use even signing up for because Jason has already claimed victory.
I'm nice and loose. Ready to go.
And there'll be a costume contest as well. Links to tickets are going to be in the show notes, and links to the event's details are on our show notes as well and our Facebook page. So come join us for the Dance of the Dead 1950s Horror Sock Hop, September 20th, and 8 p.m. in Lombard, Illinois. I know what I'm about ready to do. I'm about ready to say that was our good friends Cutthroat Shamrock with Hell's Shovel. Oh, that was good. I like that. I like me some Hell's Shovel.
I agree.
I concur with your last statement. Well, folks, we are very, very excited to welcome a gentleman to the program that is going to help take IBWIP to the next level. There was this level, then there was the Brett Conlon bump.
The Brett bump.
And now, this is the next level. Please welcome to the show, Marketing Director for Blockbuster Video, Mr. Gus Plucker.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Let me get my headphones on here.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. I didn't give you enough time to sit down. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
I just kind of let you in and introduced you.
That's all right. Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me on the show. Finally good to put a face with a voice. It's been a lot of potential sponsees like yourself trying to wine us, dine us, and or 69 us. But I've never been asked to appear on a live show. It's actually quite exciting.
Well, this is an exciting place. And this is Brett Conlon. He is the... amazing guitar player and singer and songwriter.
Brett Conlon, good to meet you, buddy. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic.
I like those tats. You're really killing it over there.
Killing it.
I try to keep it real.
I see it. It's true.
All right. Well, Ringo.
Ringo? Is that how you get a sponsor?
Yeah. That's
you should try to be nice to this guy.
Compare me to the worst Beatle of all time.
I'm sorry.
Right next to Pete Best.
Now, the worst is the guy that played drums before Ringo.
Pete Best. Because
they got rid of him.
Right?
Pete Best. I think it was Pete Best.
Yeah. Gus, we have been trying for years to land one big sponsor to help support the financial aspect of IBWIP and the visions that we have for the show going into the future. Mm. And we've been emailing each other for a number of weeks, and we thought we'd fly you out here to Pekin, Illinois.
Yeah, it's great.
And at the International Pekin Airport.
And see if we can get that deal done today.
Yeah, I tell you what, we have been communicating with heavy frequency as of late, but I'm glad to be here with you and the rest of the gang tonight. You have to find out if it's going to be a good fit, a nice, tight fit.
So let's just dive right into it. I was hoping you could first kind of discuss your company's online presence. And do you think that you would be able to help us reach a new, different, larger audience?
Well, we do have a huge online presence, so much so that we are primarily internet-driven, as we do over 95% of our business there.
Wow. Brett, 95%.
That's right.
That's all but 5%.
That is correct. This boy, he's got tats, and that's he's got math.
That's more than if we dunked
him. I try to fool people with the tats, like, oh, this guy ain't smart.
I saw him, and I said, it's a pleasure to meet you, but I thought he's one hell of a dummy over there, but now he's proven me wrong with all these math skills.
I got my resume out on monster.com right now,
I'd love
in case you guys are looking.
Yeah, we're always looking for good young talent, young, fresh talent. I tell you, as far as the market and accessibility of our products has evolved, you may have noticed our brick-and-mortar stores are disappearing. This is helping us gain market share, become more visible, and widen the gap of our competitors, so to speak. As far as reaching a new audience, though, I think we can definitely help there, too. I know this is a roots country music podcast with comedic elements, but who is your audience?
Oh, well, there's three people that we have throughout the country.
Three people that put out your show so everyone else can hear?
Yeah. Yeah. That
Blake's mom is one of the three people.
Right. She's a heavy Stitcher person. No, we have actually, I would say we probably have, for each episode, we have between 2,000 and 3,000 hits the first day. I usually don't track after the initial day because there's a lot of, internet
stuff. A lot of riffraff.
A lot of calculations involved.
This isn't our first podcast rodeo, so those numbers sound pretty good compared to what I've seen in the past, so I'm glad to hear that.
Well, thank you.
I tell you, so you have 2,000 to 3,000 people. Who are your listeners, though? Who are they? I'm not individuals, obviously.
I was just saying.
What are your demographics?
If you could, like, stereotype your listeners into one kind of person, what would you say?
Demographics? Sure, I would say males between the age of 18 and 42.
Okay.
That's pretty specific.
I was going to get more specific. All right, I'll take it. Yeah, let's have it.
They have either facial hair, tattoos, or penis piercings.
That all works for us, too. I tell you what, our customers, and ultimately the ones who'll be putting in your promo code and seeing our banner on IBWIP.com, are largely men between the ages of 18 and 50.
What kind of men?
Large men or largely men?
They're largely men. No. It's not like portly fellows.
I was like, we make fun of fat people. So
No. Okay. It takes all kinds, of course, but I'm talking strictly, it's mainly men that are our customers. And I'm glad to hear it's mainly men, you, because it means we're going to jive well.
Jive on, turkey. Part of having a sponsor is being able to give our listeners like free gifts and discounts, which you discussed a promo code. But what is your company going to be able to provide us, as in like free stuff, so we can pass it along to our three listeners?
What kind of free stuff am I going to get today?
Well, we have a lot of great new products. And I tell you, aside from our contracted tape reads on each of your shows, we'll be providing you with our newest products so that you may personally use them and have your experience come through on the commercials. On top of that, your listeners will receive the promo code HARDON for a 20% discount on all purchases. Now, if you want to pass along the products that we send you to your listeners, that'll be up to you. But I will advise that you should use warm soap and water to clean and disinfect the product before use with another person.
Hmm.
Is it because the products have been handled by other hands previously?
No, I'm just saying if we give you our new products and you want to test them out and testify to them, the commercial that you guys do for us as a sponsor, then if you use them and you want to give them out to your listeners as free gifts or promotion items or whatever, you're going to want to clean them first.
Sounds
for
good.
Sure.
Sounds good. It's understandable because, in the mail stuff can get dirty.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
you never know.
I usually just dip it in some hot water real quick.
Just dip something in hot water. All right. That's right.
Well, I mean, this is just to have you here has been just us having talks about it. Blockbuster Video is so well known. How did you become part of the company?
I feel like your speech has become auto-corrected now. Not just your emails. Now your speech is being affected.
What?
Personally, I joined Cockbuster Video just out of college. That was back in '94. I started off as a product tester as my degree dictated, and I've just stuck with it ever since. It's a great company to work for, Dynamite Health Plan, in-house proctologist.
I'm confused.
I feel like there's a little bit of confusion going on right now.
What's that?
I feel like Blake was very excited. I mean, he had emailed me and said, hey, you've got to be on the show
because you've
got to support
too.
Me. We got this big client coming in, real big client.
I appreciate that. I assume you're talking about us.
And then
we're very excited as well.
I'm just confused as to the name because he left Blockbuster at the end of the email.
Yeah, Blockbuster Videos.
I thought I was going to get some free rentals.
Right.
I've never seen Sleepless in Seattle. And I was really hoping that would be
aside from the current confusion, I would say rent in Sleepless in Seattle. The chemistry between Hanks and Ryan is just unbelievable.
Oh, like that one scene they have at the diner?
When they meet at that diner.
And she has a fake orgasm?
That's when Harry met Sally, also a Dynamite flick.
Oh.
You want to get your Crystal and your Ryan there, too. That's a good mix. Boy, any time you throw Meg Ryan in the mix, those big luscious lips.
Oh,
what
she,
a beauty.
She was hot at one. She's ugly now.
Someone smacked her in the mouth with a goddamn 2x4, it seems like. But
I feel like a lot of people were hot at one time.
Yeah, and I tell you, the 90s was Ryan reigned supreme, if I don't say so myself.
So I guess getting back, because this is kind of changing up, I don't really know much about this other company you're talking about.
What Cockbust of it? It was you. Okay, we are the one-stop homoporium shop for all of your homoerotic needs. Did you really think a representative from Blockbuster Video was coming to your show tonight?
Yeah, actually,
I'm going to be honest. That's really like 95% of the reason why I showed up.
95% is also the amount of business we do online, just so you know.
I do remember that from earlier.
Well, I mean,
and it's a very impressive statistic.
So, since it's not Blockbuster,
that mine and many others' computers will often autocorrect Cockbuster to Blockbuster. But it's never gotten to the point where someone makes a cross-country flight. Why do you think I sent you that dildo-only catalog?
I thought that's something that Molly had ordered. So
Molly is your significant other?
Yeah.
I see.
It's a very nice gesture.
Oh, yes, definitely.
The catalog?
Yes.
There's a lot of products out there that we carry. We have the most quality, most diversified products out there, and I thought you'd want to get a little taste of that before we seal the deal here.
Well, it puts a little spin on things. I can't lie. I mean, it's a little bit different, but I guess we can try to make this work.
Look, I'm partially to blame for this misunderstanding. I should have known something was up when you kept asking for the Indiana Jones series on Blu-ray and not the Indiana Bones series starring the Banger Sisters. I came all the way from Poo Poo, Hawaii, and I'm willing to work with you if you're still willing to work with me.
Brett, what do you think?
I think you should do this.
You're supposed to whisper.
Oh.
So he can't hear us.
All
right. I'm just going to be right over here. You guys give me the high sign and when it's okay to come back.
All right, Jason's left. I mean, he's kind of like my partner. I mean,
well, I pretty much know what Jason thinks all the time.
Okay.
I can just see it in his face. And if he were here, his face would say, fucking go for it.
All right.
Cool. Like, this could be better than Blockbuster. This is like a blessing in disguise.
95% of their business is online. It's,
yeah.
All right.
And anybody who listens to the show loves
cock.
Loves cock.
Okay. All right. Gus, come on back. I'm sorry about that. It's not very professional to have business conversations like live on the air, but you got to admit this is kind of a weird kind of loop we got.
It's a bizarre situation we have ourselves in, so anything unorthodox is almost suspected by now.
Right. So what else can you tell us about Cockbuster?
Cockbuster Video, that's right. Well, as previous stated, we are the one-stop homoporium shop for all of your homoerotic needs. If you're a gay man and are interested in making things spicy in the bedroom, you need look no further than cockbustervideo.com. We offer the highest quality and the gaping widest selection of gay toys. As always, we upgrade your order to one business day delivery free of charge.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Speed. It's all about speed.
That's right. When you see something on our website, you want it that day. We can't do it that day. We're not Amazon with a goddamn helicopter flying in your backyard, but we'll do you one better. All right.
I'm getting jitters.
That is good because I don't like to give it all up on that first night. I can be like, hey, if you can wait one business day, you can have all this. And the dildo to go with it.
Just put a cork or a clamp on it for 24 hours, and the next day it'll be on your doorstep.
There you go. So let's talk bottom line here. If Jason was here, he'd say, bottom line, money. What is Cockbusters?
Jason's always been the smart one.
Yeah, he is. What's Cockbusters Video going to be willing to pay us?
I usually don't like to discuss numbers in such a public forum, but I will say it's a sack full. Like a nut sack, get it? Like a testicle satchel?
So like 35 cents?
Well, whatever can fit in a nut sack.
Some people's nut sacks can stretch bigger than others.
Yeah.
It depends on the denomination and the, like if it was a nut sack full of gold.
Or diamonds?
It'd be like.
Yeah, like a platinum nut sack. I think that's worth quite a bit
of
money.
Emeralds?
Right?
Emeralds?
You don't know. I mean,
if I had a nut sack, like a spare nut sack, I'd just fill it full of rubies.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's forward thinking, definitely. But on the other hand, it could be a nutsack full of pennies. We'll see where it takes. We'll see how much business you give us.
It's risky.
You got to put your nuts on the line for them.
Right.
Are you willing to do that, Blake?
I mean, I have a reputation. This show has, we are kind of a family show.
The numbers don't lie. I would say it's definitely a family show. We looked at your numbers. We agree. This is the kind of business we want to work with. I hope that you're interested in getting a sack full of whatever it happens to be.
Could be a sack full of gravy.
Well, we're going to pay him in something that's worth money, whether it be pennies or diamonds. I mean, sure, gravy's not worth nothing.
It's not going to be a sack of cum, is it?
I guess
depends on whose cum it is.
I guess the jacket.
Robin Williams. $10 million.
I think, judging from the amount of kids that he has
spawned,
cheated on his previous wives with, I think his sperm is probably everywhere.
Long, hard, and full of semen. That was his nickname, wasn't it?
Well, we do have an attorney. Yeah. And I was so excited about this. I had him write up a little contract, and I guess we can just scribble out Blockbuster Video on this if you want, and we can, sign this deal and get it done.
I'd be more than happy to sign. I actually have a contract for you myself. There's no doubt in my mind that, with the exception of Jason, that you're running a legitimate business here, that we can mutually benefit from this union. Here's my contract right here. I'll need 47 initials here, please, and then for you literally to sign as John Hancock there. Then we're golden.
Okay. Brett, before I'd make this legal, is there any more questions or anything you had? I mean,
I would like to sign as a witness. I would like to know how many titles do you carry?
Well, I am the marketing director. I'm the CEO. I'm also the vice president of handling, and I am head product tester. And I've also been known to dabble a little bit in HR.
I think you meant titles of videos, correct?
Indeed.
Oh, well, pretty much all the
pretty
ones...
Pretty narcissistic of you.
pretty much.
I'm very impressed by all your titles, sir.
I'm really just
interested in how many gay movies can I watch?
Well, besides the
ones
could I
go the rest
mentioned.
Of my life without watching the same one twice?
Well, it depends on how much longer you have to live. Judging from those tattoos, you're knocking on death's door.
I'm on a path to destruction right now.
I would say you'd have enough of the rest of your life.
So 37?
37 videos at 60 minutes a pop. Yeah, I think you'll be dead within the next few days.
All right, well, I got. You said you had papers for me to sign?
Yeah, they're right here. Go ahead and sign those if you will.
All right. John, what?
I want you to literally sign John Hancock. I know some people say, hey, put John, your John Hancock here, but I want you to actually write that. That's how we do business over here at CockbusterVideo.com.
All right.
Looks, that's right. Looks good. Looks real
it
good.
It looks very official.
This is a monumental occasion for both of us, fellas.
All right. Well, Gus, thank you very much for coming.
No, my pleasure. It's been great having me.
It was. I wouldn't have been as nervous as I was all day if I would have known, you know, it was just Blockbuster.
Blockbuster Video has really lost a lot of swagger in the past few years. Cockbuster, we're on the upswing. I would almost say that you should be more nervous to handle me than the folks over at Blockbuster.
I'd never be nervous to handle you, Gus. I think I can handle you pretty well.
I catch what you're throwing, and I'm awfully flattered.
I sense a new video coming out very soon.
Maybe we can get something in the works. I don't know. If you boys are interested in a little side money, a little supplemental income, I hope you give me a ring.
All right. Well, Gus, thank you very much. I'm going to have Brett tell the folks the show schedule and get Jason back in here. So thanks again, Gus.
All right, guys. Take it easy. Back to Poo Poo, Hawaii.
Aloha.
All right. If you're interested in seeing some of the upcoming episodes of IBWIP, episode 148, Sponge Bath and Beyond, is now available. Episode 149, The Brett Bump, is now available.
Ooh, get
it features me.
You got the title of the show. Yep.
You're legit.
I mean,
hey, Jason.
Jason basically bullied me into that title.
I'm back.
What'd you do?
What did I do? Oh, I got an emergency phone call. Some of my wicker baskets were coming apart. I don't even. It's not
whisker
it's
baskets not, that you have woven.
Whisker baskets. That's right. I plucked them from kittens off the street, and I make the little tiny.
How many kittens did I kill?
How many whiskers do you need to weave a basket?
It seems like
an awful lot.
It's funny because it's a hair and it's dead, you know. But you pluck those whiskers and it totally fucks up a cat. It's like their equilibrium's off, and I take advantage of that and make a little basket and I adhere it to their collar.
Oh, so. I thought you were making like a huge picnic basket.
No, just
out
tiny,
of
adorable little whisker baskets.
Okay.
Do you ever get daddy long legs and tear the legs up off? And
I do because they're not really spiders. They have the most badass nickname of all the bugs out there. They're called the Harvest Men. I don't know if you've ever heard that nickname. It's really. And they kill other spiders.
Do they have an album out, The Harvest Men?
I want to say that they do. They had it drop, I think, in October. What I do with those guys is I take four of their legs off, so they just have four left. Because I say you're better than a spider, but you're not a bug. So
you take four off the same side, or
I try
just go to circle.
I try not to.
But sometimes they get squirrely.
Hey,
go ahead and finish. I got to tell Jason the good news. So go ahead.
Okay, go ahead and share that with Jason, and I'll fill everybody in on the rest of these episodes.
Hey,
episode 150. This episode inevitably titled Brokeback Fountain will be available on August 29th.
It's not funny.
I don't know who writes these. Episode 151, the next live episode, will be on September 1st and released on September 5th. And don't forget, Monday, September 1st, is Emma M. Nutt Day, the first woman telephone operator. It's always cause for celebration whenever a profession has been dumbed down enough to be able to have a woman do it.
Bazinga!
Who writes this shit?
Racist, sexist...
Probably just
homophobic.
A horrible person with
God,
long
you know
hair.
What? If Monday, September 1st rolled around, I just wouldn't be able to wait until Thursday, September 4th. Does anything happen on that day?
Well, it's funny that you ask, because Thursday, September 4th is Newspaper Carrier Day. Extra, extra, who gives a shit? Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help support the show.
Tell two.
A lot of people don't have two friends.
Tell your friend and a stranger. Don't. Yeah. Can you change this to say tell two friends?
Or tell just people. Just tell people.
Tell peeps.
People within your immediate radius.
Maybe you could change it to say post it on your Pinterest and maybe five friends will know.
Yeah, repost this on your Pinterest.
Share
your Facebook,
this.
Whatever other horse shit you're involved with.
What would it be under?
Ibwhip.
Entertainment?
I don't know, probably learning something with under education, yeah, I would imagine.
Have you ever told anybody about the show that you've done?
I put it on my Facebook today that I was going to be here.
I tell a lot of my friends they are not interested.
They actually, I actually, once I I had a meetup in a storage area, in a dark storage area with your brother, and he said,
were you dealing drugs?
We were doing some dealing. But he goes, so I listened to that newest episode that you and my brother put out. I go, yeah? I go, what do you think? He goes, eh.
I imagine this dark alley meet going way cooler, like smoking a cigarette. Listen to the new episode. Yeah. What'd you think of it?
Yeah.
My brother, the pothead, not easily
dazzled.
Oh,
so he's been smoking a joint the whole time.
Oh, it's tough to say, but he's not easily dazzled, I'll say that.
We should only be listened to sober.
Yeah, don't.
To get the full effect.
Yes. We may be altered here, but mm-hmm. You shouldn't be at home.
Yes, definitely don't.
And definitely don't handle heavy machinery if you are.
Please. So, I didn't want to interrupt him doing the schedule because I want people to know where to go. But while you were gone,
I had those whisker baskets right. I had to tend to. Right.
I was gonna get to.
It takes a long time to get that many whiskers.
I was gonna segue it back. Don't worry. But we had the. I remember I told you there was this big.
Oh, the Blockbuster guy. Did he get you that Indiana Jones series you wanted?
Come to find out,
he got us much, much more.
He got us much, much more.
Oh, can I get a little? Can I get some?
Oh, there's gonna be stuff rolling in.
I mean,
sweet.
Yeah.
There's gonna be so big.
Besides the cocaine that he sold us. Blake landed a huge deal with
Cockbusters Video.
Blockbuster Video, right?
Cockbuster.
Cockbuster. Like, that cockbuster.
I heard you say cockbuster, but I didn't know what you meant until you shoved a fake penis in your mouth. Now I understand.
Yeah, so I signed a contract.
You know how we're always so embarrassed to go into the store and rent a gay porn? The three of us when we go to rent.
Yeah, I mean, we should have
Tuesday night
shame.
Movie nights. Mm-hmm. Well, now?
Tuesday nights.
We can.
They got the two.
Thanks to Cockbuster.com and their 37 titles.
So we have a sponsor.
Yeah.
Cockbuster Video.
Cockbuster Video.
What is it?
They have an online presence.
I'll check it out. It just Google Cockbuster Video.
Yeah, just Google Cockbuster Video.
Cool. Awesome. Cool. Congratulations, guys.
So I don't know. I mean, you weren't here, but I signed my name, John Hancock, and. That's so we're gonna get sacks of money.
That's fine. You know, I had brought all my juggling gear, as I said I was going to try to razzle and dazzle a little bit. And I'm sorry I had to tend to those whisker baskets, but I did. So I'm glad everything worked out in my absence.
No, yeah, it's cool. I hope I didn't read it.
I advised him to read it. He didn't read it.
But he seemed like a straight shooter. The guy selling you cocaine.
He seemed like a very honest guy.
The guy who sold you cocaine seemed pretty straight-laced. Yes. Cool. Well, I'm all aboard.
He seemed pretty mellow.
He had a gold cross chain, so I mean,
And he had a surfer shirt on, so all good in my hood.
Yeah, no, that sounds great, guys. Oh, congratulations. This is big news for the show.
This is cool. I'm hoping that I can help you pay for your next prescription of antibiotics.
Thank you so much. I hope I don't get sick again.
Oh, well, folks, it's been a pleasure. Brett Conlon. Welcome back to in doing another show. We love having you on. You're actually pretty good.
Watch the video. Look at that. Watch his beard.
It was growing as we were talking.
if we could get like a maybe some fan feedback on how I've been doing on the show.
Yes, fan feedback.
Out of 5 stars.
Yes, 5 stars. How did Brett
Conlon
do? Let me
know, because I want to know if I should return or if I'm just wasting my time.
Well, I'm sure.
Well, maybe a little bit of both. That's all right.
Ugh. Jason?
Yeah.
Considering you were only here for like half of the show, because you were, what were you doing?
I had to tend to my whisker baskets.
You should definitely look up whisker baskets on Pinterest. They're a big thing right now.
I do have some good ones on there. A lot of them I do reattach back to the cats to help them with their equilibrium. But I do have some on Pinterest that are for sale after the cats pass just go off on their own. Rather, after I pull the whiskers from them.
All right. Well,
sometimes he goes to the shelter a lot. And finds a cat that's already passed.
Well, they're going
to
kill him
and
anyway.
And then he's like, can I please just have the whisker? Because there's other cats out there that are suffering.
Yeah.
They really need a whisker.
I think what they do when it's time to kill the cat, they just take a rock and they smash its head and then they throw it into a fire. And I was like, look, there's so many whiskers being wasted. You know how many
baskets?
Wasted
whiskers?
Yeah. Yes. How many baskets could we create here? Well,
it's totally inefficient. All you have to do is get a cardboard box, put it behind your car exhaust, and just one by one put them in there.
Yeah,
I think I can find out how to make one of those out of a 5-gallon bucket on Pinterest. the cat bucket.
I'm sure there's someone on Pinterest that is having the
finally
genocide of cats right now.
Finally, a cheap and efficient way to murder your animal.
Huh. All right. Well, Brett, I think we need some music to call us out on here.
Well, I'm going to do it instead. We didn't know that.
Jason's taking over tonight.
This is the best thing I ever did was you by Dallas Moore.
Hey, old friend. What seems to be the trouble?
Oh, nothing. Just feeling blue, I guess.
Buddy, I've known you for quite some time, and there's definitely something wrong. Give up the info, or I'll have to tickle it out of you.
Well, it's embarrassing, but there's nothing in or around my anus.
Is that all? We can fix that problem in one business day. Check out cockbustervideo.com. They're the one-stop
Homoporium, I think you were going to say.
Homoporium shop for all your homophobic...
Homoerotic. I should have known better.
Homoerotic needs. I don't mean to laugh at you, Jason.
That's fine.
Or, I'm sorry, old friend. If it's supposed to go up your butt, then it's on cockbustervideo.com.
But I'm worried what it'll say on my credit card bill.
Don't worry. Cockbustervideo.com shows up discreetly as Throbbing Ron's butthut. God damn it. And if you didn't hear me because I was coughing, it shows up discreetly as Throbbing Ron's butthut on your credit card bill. Here's the best part. Are you paying attention?
I am.
Put in the promo code HARDON for an extra 20% savings on your entire order.
Wow. Sounds like cockbustervideo.com has the answer to all of my empty anus problems. I'll log on today.
Be sure you do, you old queen. Be sure you do.
I've had a big time with the bright lights of Vegas, shining like the sun shining on me. I partied hard, Lord, I partied grand on Bourbon Street down in New Orleans. I rode wild horses all through Kentucky, drank the whiskey down in Tennessee. But of all the things I've done, you know there's
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.